This coming Sunday, August 4th, Trinity Lutheran Church has the honor of hearing the Reverend Mark Moss, a representative of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. This organization translates and prints materials for Lutheran churches throughout the world. To help us prepare, we are going to look at the Great Commission, where Jesus sent his disciples out into the world to proclaim the good news of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Jesus, by being born, dying, and rising again from the dead, by living without sin, and by his miracles, showed that he truly is the promised Messiah, the Son of God, through whom all things were made. In the days following his resurrection, he clearly showed himself to his disciples, and even to 500 other witnesses, as spoken of by St. Paul. As the Son of God, as the one who crushed Satan's head, Jesus has all authority over creation. He has the right to send his representatives into the world to proclaim the good news that sin and death are defeated, although the war between God and Satan will continue for a while. This week we will examine what the commission given to the disciples means for the church and to each individual Christian. May our Lord grant that you hear of his love, grace, and mercy, and know that Jesus Christ is Lord of creation. Amen.